Yeah, Mary, that's a blessing.
Praise God. God is good.
I love talking about the Holy Spirit. This is my language. I didn't expect God to, you know, have a relationship where he talked to you like that. But a guy named Chris Lucas said he knew a lady that heard from God. I said, man, I wished I knew what that was like. And I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was a pastor. But my dad didn't talk much. The Lord used to give him messages, telling things, showing things, and he didn't tell me. That was the way he was. I didn't really get to know him till I was grown. Now I knew him, but talking to him.
Ooh, that's the way we are about the Holy Spirit. You don't know what you're bringing out. You're giving us a snapshot of us sometimes with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We know of him, and, you know, we know he's a divine person and all that, but, you know, but that's a good snapshot. Thank you.
And my dad operated in faith. One day after church, we was just sitting out there. There used to be a bench between two trees, you know. And he was sitting out there, and I overheard him. He said, yeah, I believe God for a son. And I had three daughters, and I believe God for a son. And I got me a son.
Whoa. Woo.
And I would have had a brother, but my mother fell down an escalator. And he passed. He was stillborn. But then at 63, I was born. So he got his son. And he said he believed God. I heard him say that he believed God
for his son, because he really ministered to us. Mm-hmm. Thank God for you, Brother Thurston. Thank God.
And I was grown when he said that the Lord, he just, one day he said, yeah, the Lord give me messages all the time. And I didn't, you know, he never said it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I probably would have said, well, what's that like, Dad? He didn't do that. He just didn't. But he preached hard. In the pulpit, he was another man.
That was a good snapshot. You don't know all the snapshots you're giving us there. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit will make us another woman, another man.
Yeah. Boldness.
Woo.
Some of my friends are in the band with me. We all went to the revival he was doing. And Earl said, is that the same man sitting in there reading that newspaper every day? Now, my mother was a little different. She would teach me things from time to time. And and it would be strategic. She'd say things I really needed. And she'd show me Bible stories. And I remember her teaching me about the Exodus. And I always heard sermons about the Promised Land. And then one day I walked in her room and I said, did they ever get to that Promised Land? Because they never taught the part about when they got there. They always taught about the part before. I guess they didn't want to scare me with all the wars that they had to do, but whatever. But I went and I said, did they ever get to the Promised Land? But, you know, she answered that. But, you know, when you get to know the Lord, mm-hmm. that's when you go in his presence and talk to him, that's when you get to know him. Mm-hmm. And he teach you at your pace.
Amen.
And now, if he give you instructions, there's a challenge in it. But if you go forward with the instruction, it may be study more, it may be pray more, it may be something to do. You always learn something if you're obedient that you can't learn any other way. When Mary was talking about revelation, you're going to get revelation. You cannot get any other way. Only in obedience are you going to learn.
Amen.
I was talking to a pastor friend of mine. We was at the Bright Star in Bessemer, and they had crackers in this little box, you know. And I said, you see those crackers right there? I said, that's just like files. I said, if you're obedient in this stage, it's going to usher you into the next one. And this is how revelation comes. If you're obedient today, if you do whatever he say do, from studying the word to giving somebody else a word or ministry or sometimes just not saying anything when people aggravate you, you're going to get information that you couldn't get any other way, and it's going to prepare you for the next file. And then in ministry, you do the same thing. It's going to prepare you for the next step. Now, the Lord has something that he's getting to, but first, before he can rest on a person and remain, They got to be grounded and rooted in the Word of God. And they got to be trained. They got to be prepared. Because what will happen if we operated in the power of God, and just like Mary said, and you walk in a room and people get healed, all right? If you're not trained, some people are getting pride. Some people are getting error. And whatever they say is the law, because the Holy Spirit is healing people when they walk in. So first thing, you have to have a solid relationship with Him. That comes first.
Amen.
And He'll train you for what He's
Amen.
Getting to.
Yes, He will.
And when he's systematic. He's working towards it. All the obedience that we do, that's how we're training. That's part of it is ministry, part of it is training. He's trained. Every message He ever gave me, He always gave me a lot of information. And I tried to compress it in 45 minutes. And then I couldn't get to half of it. And I felt bad. I said, Lord, I didn't. Now, He knew how I felt. He said, you did it. I said, did what? I said, I didn't even finish. I said, I was sorry. I didn't do it. He said, no, you did it. And this went on for a while. I said, Lord, I ain't good enough. You did it. Did what? He said, you spoke what I want you to speak. Mm-hmm. I said, I didn't get to this. He said, you did what I wanted you. You gave them what I want you to give them. And I learned from him. While I was on the subject, I was a candidate to learn great other things. And then he caused me to say what he wanted to the people. Mm-hmm. And you learn these things from the Lord. He don't just he don't spell it out. He some things he let me run into so I'll know. And it wasn't pretty. And sometimes I will go back to him in prayer. That's when you learn. Never let something that aggravates you. Always present it to the Holy Spirit. And say, ask him questions about it. Ask him why. And then that's your training for the next step. And see, she said that in page 12, many of us, this is the bottom of page 12, many of us who have been born again and filled with the Holy Spirit still think of His coming into our lives merely as an experience of power that brought spiritual gifts. In reality, the Holy Spirit comes into our lives as a person, not
good.
As an experience.
That's good. That's how He comes into our lives.
Mm-hmm. Getting to know the Holy Spirit requires spending time with Him, allowing Him to talk to us. As we do, we learn to become sensitive to His moods, which reveal His desires in a particular situation for a person. Then He will pray the will of the Father through us for His church, individually and corporately. And we will learn what pleases Him, even the small issues of our everyday life. Now, praying in the Holy Spirit, it gives the Holy Spirit a chance to introduce you to answer your greatest concerns and your greatest needs.
Amen.
For yourself and for others. Sometimes there are attacks forming around you. People you know are about to get hurt, killed, or driven further into the world. But when you pray in the Holy Spirit, the door is open for Him to show it to you. Your spirit man is crying out, and you're praying spirit to spirit. And because you're yielding and praying, see, God can't make a change unless somebody believes Him for it. Right now, God sees somebody about to get murdered or killed or raped or whatever. Banks about to be robbed. He sees all this. If He wants to stop it, He's got to go and find somebody who's willing to pray and believe Him. And when the Holy Spirit puts a burden of prayer on you, He woke me up out of a sleep, and I knew to pray in the Holy Spirit, and I did it until I started laughing. Now, whenever He do that, I pray till I start laughing. I know it's right. I know some people, they pray till they feel that release. Well, I laugh. When I'm laughing, it's over with. And sometimes I ask Him. I say, anything else? You know, and then I go to sleep. Well, when you yield to the Holy Spirit that way, He will He'll use your authority to get the job done. Because He doesn't have any authority on earth. He has to use your authority. And don't think that somebody else will do it. Sometimes there are ministers that go to the family reunion and there are other ministers there. And they say, well, he'll preach to the family or he'll teach the family. Don't trust them either. Trust what God will do through you. And if God used them, good. But they may not preach that time. They may not minister to the children or whatever. But whatever God give you to do, do it. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, it gives Him a chance to help us have victory. Everything has to be according to Scripture. He can't come and make the changes that He see forming. But when you pray in the Spirit, He can alert you to things. You'll pray for He'll cause you to pray what you need the most, and then He'll reveal it to you. I've gotten more revelations when I just pray in the Holy Spirit or when I ask Him questions. You don't have to pray in the Spirit to get revelation. You can just ask the Lord questions. And whatever He bring to you, if anything you're not clear about, ask Him questions. Even if you are clear, ask Him some, asking questions opens the door for more revelation. What you're trying to do is become like Gideon. You want to be steadfast and unmovable. To get to that point, you have to change. We have mindsets and opinions and thoughts just like He does. But when He revealed His, we got to trust His over ours. And sometimes you have to labor in prayer to get ours put into perspective or driven away. Sometimes we believe false things. And you can't follow Him with contrary thoughts. Sometimes people, they trust tradition. Well, this is out of the realm of tradition. Even some of my assignment, he had me to go to different churches. That was frowned upon when I did it. Mm-hmm. But in order to learn what I had to learn, I had to do that. So I had to drive out my traditions to do His. And in life, you have to do that sometimes. You have to go against the grain. You have to do things you wouldn't normally do. And you have to receive what He's saying over your own opinions, your own belief system, and you alter it and make it into God's word.
So you're saying we have to build a trust with Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's one area in my life that I have built a trust with Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell Him, Holy Spirit, there's nothing lost in the kingdom.
Mm-mm.
Because time after time, He's proven Himself, mm-hmm. With me. And, I just tell Him that. Mm-hmm. I say, there's nothing lost in the kingdom. When things are lost,
mm-hmm.
when I have things that are lost and things that other people, sometimes He moves on me and we get it.
Mm-hmm.
A lady we had gone to the movie theater. She had lost her billfold loaded with money, her credit cards, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What she had done, she had left it. When she paid for a thing, she had left. When she paid for a ticket, she had left it on the counter. And somebody just so willingly got it, stole it.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't recognize it was gone. Sometimes when you're out, you're just so energetic, and stuff like that. Until she went to the counter to pay for something that she wanted to take inside the movie theater. And she realized that, hey, I don't have my vehicle. I can't pay for this. She had her purse, but she didn't have a vehicle. She had taken a vehicle out to pay for a ticket. And so I said, well, check your purse real good, She said, no, it's just not in it. She took everything out. She said, my vehicle is just not in here. And she was about to faint because she was a business lady. She had other folks' stuff in there. She had her credit card in there. And I said, well, just stay calm. She said, stay calm. Do you think somebody going to return mm-hmm. all that money in that blue car? Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I said, just stay calm for a minute. I said, and listen at me. Look at me. One. I said, there's nothing lost in the kingdom. I said, where are you? Are you in the kingdom? Yeah, I'm in the kingdom, but my billfold is gone. I'm in the kingdom. I said, no. I said, one other thing I lean and rely and mm-hmm. trust on, mm-hmm. that there's nothing lost in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried it too many times for that. So she's She looked at me like I had 8 heads. And so she kept worrying. And so I said, well, go to your car and look for it. It ain't in my car because I was here when I paid for my ticket, so I ain't been back to my car. I said, just go to your car. I said, just distance yourself from me. Because I'm trying to believe for your billfold, and you just looking at me like I got 8 heads and tell me it won't not return. Nobody's not going to return that much money. And I just sit there and say, okay, Holy Spirit, let's work this thing. There's nothing lost in the kingdom, just me and you. I know she was zoned out. And so she said, you think anybody going to return that? You crazy. So I said, just go. Just go to your car, do something. And so I just sit there. And so we talked to management. We told them that we were looking for a person. They said, ain't nobody got nothing around here. Ain't nobody got nothing like this around here. We didn't ask everybody. We don't have nothing like that. She said, see, I told you. I said, just hush. I said, you're in the kingdom and nothing is lost. Holy Spirit is working. So we sit there for a minute or so, and I was just praying in the Holy Spirit and just believing for the Holy Spirit to work this thing out. And one of the men in the suit coat came from back in that room and almost like threw it at us. Like, we didn't want to release this, but we had no choice. And I'm saying, you have to release it. We are the kingdom. You know? And she went, my God, I never seen nothing like this. She said, I'm in the kingdom, but I didn't know we had access to stuff like that.
Was she bound over there?
Nothing lost in the kingdom.
He said something very powerful that even though you didn't see it instantly, you said the Holy Spirit is working. That really adds depth to that.
He was working on them folks that got to release her bill. They weren't going to release that money. They weren't going to release their car. He came and just threw it to me instead of just singing, oh man, we sorrow, we found it back there and stuff like that, you know. I mean, he was in a coat. So I knew he was in management. And it was just so sad the way he did it. Like, walked on the way, you know. I'm like, you can't keep it. We kingdom keep it.
Amen. That's good. Very good.
We kingdom.
See, these are the kind of things you learn in communion with the Holy Spirit.
See, I learned. It's a lot more I need to learn. But I'm in relationship with Him of learning like that. I know it's more things that I need to learn from Him. But I'm a little bit more established in that way.
Yeah.
Than I am. And it just...
Sometimes you learn something and you see how much you really hadn't learned yet. Because it's so, you know, God will show you something that's simple. And you say, but man, what else is
there? One thing we have to focus on that, we have to focus on what we do know.
And use it.
You know, don't say, oh God, I don't know. Because you get to focus on, it brings in a little doubt, you know, of what you do know. You say, Holy Spirit, I need to learn more.
Right. And he's always ready to help us learn.
Amen.
And we trusting him, trusting his word is the key. Now, I asked, you know, I taught about trust and faith before. Lord taught me something else about trust and faith. Trust is a verb. Faith is a verb. Trust is a noun. Trust doesn't do anything. Because I trust God, I use my faith to do the work. You know, he said trust is the noun side of faith, and faith is the trust. Faith is the verb side of trust. Because I trust God, I will use my faith and do this work. And a lot of times people are able to operate in faith, but they don't finish because they don't trust what the Holy Spirit told them. And trust is always earned, you know, even if it's God. You trust God because of the past. Every time you follow him and finish, God has rapport with you. You can count on his word. And you learn that for yourself. So there were times he told me to do things, but I didn't. There were some things I didn't do. I went back and regrouped, and I came back and did it later. Or I did it another way. Because I had a vow and I had to fulfill that vow. But there were times that I missed it the first time. And I learned I got to trust him. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, I don't ever want to get to that point again. When you say something, I want to make sure that I do it.
Amen.
And the only way to do that is look at him. I'm getting close. Faith is now. Trust looks at God currently and in the future from a past position.
Yes.
That's how trust works. Faith is now. Faith is always current. It's like a light switch. It's always on. But trust is looking to what God is saying. I'm going to trust you now and in the future because of the past. So as we grow from glory to glory, we trust greater and greater.
Amen.
And then he can train us. And then we'll finish works. And then we'll learn what we can't learn.
Amen.
Any other way.
Amen.
Mary, I guess we're going to have to come back to chapter 1.
We got to get out of chapter 1 now. We got to. We got to go home.
Now, all this I was dealing with victory. This is the road to victory.
Amen.
All of this is victory. This helps us with revelation and victory. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your... We'll do whatever you want to do next week. We'll be ready. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your training, helping us grow from glory to glory. Help us to... Give us more unctions to pray in the Holy Spirit when things are creeping up upon us. Let nothing... Because of the time, let nothing creep upon us, but help us be aware of everything of our surroundings so that we may walk circumspectly in you, that we may do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. All sorrow can be
created. I want y'all to learn nothing lost in the kingdom. Yeah, I want you to learn that.
Yeah.
When you lose things,
yeah.
The Holy Spirit said, Holy Spirit, nothing lost in the kingdom. I'm in the kingdom. And I can call it back.
Call it back.
Call it back.
That's right.